Welcome back to our podcast about powering a sustainable tomorrow. And this is the second episode about our fuel agnostic engine series. And this is really one of the answers to our Destination Zero at Cummins. But before we jump into that, I want to tell a little bit of a story about the background of Cummins. And we've been around about 105 years and started as a company with Clessy Cummins, introducing engines, diesel engines, into solving agriculture problems, and later putting them in the marine, and then the trucks that powered the North American market at the time. And during those early years, it was quite questionable whether this would be the power solution of tomorrow or not. What it ended up becoming was a huge impact to our overall society. And it really impacts everything we deal with on a daily basis, from the backup power to the hospitals, to powering medical supplies, delivering food, any of the goods, all the things I buy in online shopping, and really is the fabric of our society and many markets we serve, including India. And now we sit here at a different defining decade. We're right in the middle of this, where there's some energy transitions and how we meet decarbonization goals. But it's a little bit akin to the early days of Cummins, where we were defining what would be the power of the future. It's a challenging time. It's a time we have to explain a lot to customers, to the industry. But I do believe we have the most talented people in order to solve the problems. And so for that, I'm excited.
I couldn't agree more, Brett. I think Cummins has this great legacy of 100 plus year, and every time the industry challenge, Cummins proved. Mm. So Brett, you talked about defining moment. You know, I mean, this is a defining moment for this industry while we are transitioning into the new energy. Can you tell us about Cummins' strategy of having this fuel agnostic platform and how this is going to empower our customers in their decarbonization journey?
Yeah, it's a great question that then, and one that a lot of our customers want to know. And so the essence behind this challenge is there's going to be a variety of fuel types that, depending on market or application or specific business need, will be right for individual customers, or call them submarkets. We talk about the India truck market as one big truck market. That's not really true. There's probably 20 different truck markets within that, and each of those sub-applications may have a different need. And so we believe that there will be needs for CNG, natural gas, LNG, natural gas. We believe diesel, and we believe in the future hydrogen, in addition to a variety of other low carbon fuels. However, to be quite honest, no one can afford to scale up on each of these. So how do we make a few base platforms that we can provide some flexibility? In other words, the same from the head down and different above, that will be able to treat each fuel properly and perform well, but also that we can scale the investment in the manufacturing scene, but also in research and engineering, so that we can deliver something to end customers. They design the platform in their trucks, but would offer end users the flexibility to pick which of those types of engines would be able to deliver the power and the efficiency and the future decarbonization they need. And so we think we're uniquely positioned to do that. And we're right now in the middle of introducing those engines in a variety of markets all around the world. And we're pretty excited about it, that we'll give customers options, we'll be able to do it in a scalable fashion, and we'll be able to then determine which is the best as we go through this messy period of this defining decade.
So Brett, thank you for that answer. Could you please elaborate a little bit on what is this fuel agnostic platform is all about?
Yeah, there's some confusion there regarding, hey, can I run every fuel through each of the engines? And what it is each engine platform we develop takes hundreds of millions of dollars of development and hundreds of millions of dollars for manufacturing of that engine. But what we'll do is we can't spend hundreds of millions of dollars in gasoline, hundreds of millions of dollars in LNG, hundreds of millions of dollars in diesel. You need one base platform under the hundreds of millions of dollars, and then some variants of that base platform where we change some of the aspects of the engine for performance of the different fuels. So the customer would order a truck with a specific engine for the fuel type that works for them. So they may order the diesel of the B-Series engine, or they may order the natural gas version of the B-Series engine. And then they would be able to utilize those trucks in the various ecosystems they have, but not each truck using every fuel. And so the essence is it provides scale of investment into the truck itself, because there will be similarities, but then there will have to definitely be differences for each type of fuel. And we're working this through with customers because there's a lot of education that goes on in this. And I think there'll be a lot of changes as we look how we conquer these goals. So Nitin, in my fuel agnostic discussion, I talked a little bit about there's a variety of alternative fuels. And one of them is hydrogen, which gets a lot of interest in the Indian market specifically. And so we recently inaugurated a plant with Tata Cummins Green Energy Solutions in Jamshedpur. Can you give me a little background on that, and what does it entail, and what do you see as the opportunity?
Yeah, absolutely, Brett. And I cannot tell you how proud I am with my team who really made that plan a reality. And you know that, you know, I mean, Cummins India has been serving this market for last three decades, right? And as an initiative between us and our partner, we have come up with this plan to produce hydrogen internal combustion engines. And we inaugurated that plant. We produce a few engines that have been tested, and we are making progress. But at the same time, this plant is going to house other technologies also. For example, to support hydrogen internal combustion engines, we are also going to produce a fuel delivery system, which includes the manufacturing of carbon fiber high pressure tanks, 350 bar and 700 bar. So that is the plan. We'll also be producing batteries, battery packs to support OEMs. And of course, you know, followed by that, we'll have a subsequent investment done in fuel cell and PCAS and other technologies. So this one plant is going to be a one-stop solution for all the decarbonization, let's say, products that we can offer to our partners in India.
So I hope that gave some answers on the fuel agnostic platforms, and that really closes out section two of Powering a Sustainable Tomorrow. Stay tuned and look forward to section three of Powering a Sustainable Tomorrow.